I went to bed so angry last night. I really shouldn't have looked at that David Cameron video with him spouting on about something he has little to no idea about. What he's talking about is unworkable, unfeasible, unreasonable, unethical, is un-everything. And yeah, today I just can't find the words. All I can do seems to be is share other people's thoughts on this, because a part of me thinks that this is some kind of distraction technique so that he can, or they can, sneak something else under the radar. Part of me thinks this is setting us up for something even worse. Always off the back of some kind of incident do we have more and more laws imposing on our freedoms. Boing Boing puts it really, really well. Title of the blog post: what David Cameron just proposed would endanger every Briton and destroy the IT industry. David Cameron says there should be no means of communication which we cannot read. And no doubt many in his party will agree with him politically. But if they understood the technology, they would be shocked to their boots. And it continues. What David Cameron thinks he's saying is, we will command all the software creators we can reach to introduce backdoors into their tools for us. There is enormous problems with this. There's no backdoor that only lets good guys go through. If your WhatsApp or Google Hangout has a deliberately introduced flaw in it, then foreign spies, criminals, crooked police, like those who fed sensitive information to the tabloids who were implicated in the hacking scandal, and like the high-level police who secretly worked for organised crime for years. A lot of this content on the Boing Boing website is linked. I highly recommend checking it out. It goes on to say, and criminals will eventually discover this vulnerability. They, and not just the security services, will be able to use it to intercept all of our communications. That includes things like pictures of your kids in the bath that you send to your parents, to the trade secrets you send to your co-workers. But this is just for starters. David Cameron doesn't understand technology very well, so he doesn't actually know what he's asking for. For David Cameron's proposal to work, he will need to stop Britons from installing software that comes from software creators who are out of his jurisdiction. The very best in secure communications is already free, open source projects maintained by thousands of independent programmers around the world. They are widely available, and thanks to things like cryptographic signing, it is possible to download these packages from any server in the world. Not just big ones like GitHub. And you can verify with a very high level of degree of confidence that the software you've downloaded hasn't been tampered with. Cameron is not alone here. The regime he proposes is already in place in countries like Syria, Russia, and Iran. For the record, none of these countries have had much luck with it. There are two means by which authoritarian governments have attempted to restrict the use of secure technology: by network filtering and by technology mandates. David Cameron has already shown that he believes he can order the nation's ISPs to block access to certain websites. Again, for the record, this obviously hasn't worked very well. The next step is to order Chinese-style filtering using deep packet inspection to try and distinguish traffic and block forbidden programs. This is a formidable technological challenge intrinsic to core internet protocols like IPv4/6, TCP and UDP is the potential to tunnel one protocol inside another. This makes the project of figuring out whether a given packet is on the whitelist or the blacklist is transcendentally hard, especially if you want to minimize the number of good sessions you actually black hole. And Cory Doctorow goes on to into great detail as to why this is all complete crap and why it's not going to work and how people could ultimately work around it. So, what do we do? Well, the first thing I did this morning was the only thing I felt I could do, and that was look at what the other political parties are saying. And I think I've been hurt too much by the Lib Dems to pay any attention to any knee-jerk reaction they may have temporarily. It might be time in many ways to start afresh. And I don't mean kind of Russell Brand type fresh, where we call for a revolution, everybody takes the streets. I'm not sure everybody's ready for that. There are organisations that I'd like to assist and help. I've offered my services to the Green Party, for starters. But if you are a not-for-profit or a charity involved in working to potentially change the political system, ultimately, to give us more transparency in government, to give us a government that actually works for the people, a government that isn't just an extension of a corporate boardroom somewhere. If you are an organisation like this, please contact me. Please get in touch. And as time allowing, and obviously mortgage repayments allowing, I will do what I can to assist you in your communications needs, whether they be social and en masse or team member to team member. I have, you know, limited knowledge, but I've got an extensive friends list, shall we say, of some people who really know their shit. I mean, really know their shit. And I'm sure they won't mind me tapping them on the shoulder occasionally and saying, could you explain this? Could you help this person with this? Because they really need it to make the world a better place. Because that's what we're meant to be doing here. Not building bigger prisons for more people in order to protect ourselves from ghosts, spectres, mostly created by the media, fueled by the government, because they love it when we're scared. They love it when we run to hang on to the apron of the parent figure standing above us. They're there. They're there, people. Don't worry. Ugh. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. A rant, mostly reading a blog post from boingboing.net, what David Cameron just proposed. So check that out, please. And yeah, good luck. I'm using the apps Threema. I'm using the apps Chat Secure, Telegram. I'm very easily contactable in these secure ways. PGP, of course, in email. Please let me know your key, should you have one. And the more we exercise these muscles, the less chance they're going to have to atrophy and also download Tor and the likes, so that you do have a way now on your device to bypass any restrictions in communication. Next thing we know, the park benches are going to be ripped up because you can go and have a private conversation on a park bench, or can you? And I speculated earlier on, when the technology does arrive, and it will do arrive at some point, that your thoughts can be read, the government is going to demand, absolutely demand categorically, that they get access to that, because you're not allowed to have a private thought now. If we're so scared of potential terrorist attacks, why don't we ban guns in this country to the unlicensed? Oh yes, we have, and that hasn't worked. So banning, blanket banning, secure communications, which obviously you can tell I feel passionate about, is not going to work either. Thanks for listening this far. Yeah, see you on the interwebs while we still have one.